behind closed doors in the bedroom. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. Menage a trois ready, oh. Menage a trois ready, oh baby. Menage a trois ready. Ow!
Ah!
Yes!
Magic touch, Roman. Woo!
Wow, that was amazing. Hello, we're Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And this is Menage a Trois Radio After Dark.
Thank you for coming on this holiday weekend. We've got ourselves in our holiday garb.
Yeah, we do.
Feeling good, feeling patriotic.
We are. We just want to chat about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between. Isn't that right?
That is right.
Woo!
Well, you know what else we want to do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack for a little three-way action on stage.
That's true. You know this Texas wild man.
Oh, the Tejas wild man. He's a New York City-based actor, writer, comedian, and sex beast. And he's the co-writer and star of Fucking Identical Twins, a musical. It runs right here at the UCB Theater in Chelsea.
That's true. He performs every Saturday night with his rad improv team, What I Did for Love, over at the Beast. Welcome, Mr. Aaron Jackson.
Here he comes, Aaron Jackson. He's live in the flesh, you wanna get some. Aaron Jackson wanna get some more of that sweet, sweet Jackson. Wow. Aaron Jackson.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah,
it's
spicy. Hi, Aaron. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you so much. It's a really personal holiday for me.
Well, I'd like to start out asking, what is Memorial Day?
Memorial Day is when we honor... It's not Veterans Day.
No, I have no idea.
What the fuck is it? It's
too personal for you to talk about.
It's so personal. It's so dear to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's like an Army-based holiday.
Right.
Fleet Week?
Yes.
Fleet Week?
Anybody here for Fleet Week?
Yes.
Fleet Week. You're gonna get some meat.
Bring some of that meat up to the stage, please.
Meat Week, we call it.
Meat Week.
We sure do.
Mm-hmm. You also, we want to introduce a couple people. Our bartender, our producer, The Haas.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
And, of course, Roman Peters of the Magic Touch, amazing Brooklyn band.
Mm.
Hey, Ro.
How you doing tonight, everybody? I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having me.
I thought he was wearing no underwear for a minute. And there is underwear. Oh. It's like, whoa, fuck. Yeah.
Leaving just a little to the imagination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His penis was out last time, and we got a couple comments on Yelp.
Oh, yeah?
We got Yelp reviews on the show.
Have you really been
all
Yelp?
All penis-based Yelp reviews.
Yeah, dick-based.
All thumbs ups. Is that how Yelp works? Thumbs
Love
up, thumbs
dick.
Down. It's like Facebook.
Also, one thing we want to set up, there's a bucket over here, guys. Oh. If you have any anonymous questions about love, your hearts, your parts, your vag, your ween, your soul.
Even the soul.
Even
your
the
meat.
Soul. Your meat.
If any of these Fleet Week gentlemen want to have questions about their meat, right in that bucket over there. We do need people to do it. It's a nice, light holiday crowd tonight, which feels great. So please, don't be shy.
It's very intimate.
It's so intimate. I love it.
It is. I mean, at some point, we could probably all just get up here on the stage and sit around and chat. Who's to say? But to start, maybe you put something in the bucket there. If you got a question, you need some advice.
Yeah, we'll be answering those later.
We will.
Yeah.
We like to wine and dine our guests, don't we?
We do.
We consider ourselves I mean, Aaron Jackson's a man of leisure, so he came out with a beer already.
Right.
He's already ready to go.
Is that, were they not supposed to?
No. Diana came out with a bottle.
Right.
I guess the show's over. No, it's great. We were just going to give you some red wine. Because you also mentioned you like that.
I do like... Oh, my God. Oh, Haas, wow.
Shows it to the...
Whoa.
So maybe after this beer, we'll do a little red.
I'd love that.
Vintage 2013.
Ooh.
Argentinian.
That's 2 years ago.
That's
oh my
so
God.
Nice.
For those really not keeping track
are,
of the
are
year.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I'd love a glass. What
yeah,
the hell?
Let's do it.
Let's get into
let's
it.
Pop
this is
it.
So fun. I mean... I've never gone to a comedy show and been served.
Freshest.
Screw tops are classy.
Yeah. Wine.
Yeah, it's pretty classy here.
There's a cork shortage, I think, is why they've started doing the screws.
It's true. There's a cork shortage.
It's too expensive to get cork.
It's weird. You don't think of cork as a thing, to me, as a natural thing.
You never think of cork as an... Cork is actually an animal.
Thank you so much.
An animal that lives in the rainforest, and you never think about it that way.
Everyone's in underwear. I feel very overdressed.
Actually, yeah, you're the only one with pants.
Yeah, and a fucking sweatshirt on. My God.
Well, the night is young.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder what underwear I'm wearing, if it's like even presentable, you know, or like holes in it.
Oh yeah. The Ooh. Ones I had on before, just like holes burned through them. Yep.
Burned.
I'm about 3/4 of mine are skids. There's just, it's just not a pleasant sight at all. I just refuse to buy new ones. Wait,
that's why we're wearing our American flag bikini bottoms.
No, I love that.
We refuse to soil these.
Oh my God. And you
can't
have...
desecrate the flag.
Red, white, and blue.
The funny things you do.
America, America.
This is you.
So Aaron, are you single, looking to mingle, or in a relash?
I'm in a relash.
Oh, cool. So am I.
Yeah, you guys are, you're married.
We're doing it. We're married.
It's true.
I love that.
I like it a lot, too.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about it.
That's good. Great. What if you guys were having like horrible domestic problems?
Yeah.
And
we're
going to
hash it out
actually,
in fucking underwear on stage. It'd be fun.
I only feel comfortable in these panties.
Yeah, I like them.
So is anyone here single? Who's here single?
Anybody single?
Are people as a couple? There's a lot of couples.
We won't get brought up. Everyone's a couple. Everyone is coupled. Oh, this guy's single. God bless you. There's no shame in singularity, is that?
No, there's not a shame in singularity.
I think it's fun.
The singularity, is that a religion?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I know there's a symbol for it, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
Cool.
I'm going to take a sip of this wine here.
It's good. Try it. It's a good vintage.
Can you grab me a glass of this?
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Haas.
Haas, I just want to see you brought one perfect. Glass of wine over? What the hell?
You guys are drinking you. Beer. You want to mix
well, I have a beer,
wine?
Too.
Yeah, we
I
all want wine.
This point.
No, that sounds like a good idea.
I'll see those milky white gams again coming out from behind the bar.
Milky
I'm
white.
I'm not to talk. These stage lights went on, and I feel like I'm burned already. I'm tanning a little bit on my... pasty thighs.
The vitamin D in this basement is not existent.
Yeah, it's pretty dark in here.
It gets dark down here.
Dank.
Wine is being served right now for you podcast listeners at home, so you can see the wine being poured on the glass. Now it's being brought out.
I love to narrate what they can't see.
Yeah.
It feels like they need it.
Wait, is this being recorded? For the podcast?
It is, yes.
I thought this was not ever
recorded.
It's normally not. Thank you, Haas.
It's normally not.
No. This is a...
For Memorial Day.
This is a special. This
very
is
sexy.
In honor of our meeting.
Ben just popped and locked.
Yeah.
Love it.
It was really hot.
I felt that. This wine is decent. I don't really know wines, though.
I don't know wine that much either, but I do like it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick by that
I think that's a great place to be.
Yeah.
Yo, let's combine our loves of everything sexual and everything scientific and a little something called sexy science, shall we?
So what do we do here?
What do we do here other than a quick, tight little sound cue?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines and just discuss them. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one comes to us from Jezebel. We've all heard of this little Jezebel.com. This article, the title of this article is Police Find Woman Pushing Dead Child in Playground Swing.
Oh, my God.
This is a real sexy.
Yeah. Apparently,
wow.
Friday, Maryland police were called to a park to find something unusual. What did they find?
There's a woman there pushing her deceased 3-year-old son in a swing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're probably waiting for like more information, but that was the entire article.
They didn't say if she like killed the kid or nothing.
No, they were just like, she's being
questioned. Foul play was not suspected as I read.
That is so sad. That is like...
the opposite of sexy.
That is so sad. Like, that'd be the end of, like, a heartbreaking novel where you'd, like, put it down and be like, I can't talk to
the last two pages,
two
I don't
weeks.
Even want to read them. Yeah.
Or the beginning of an SVU episode.
Oh, yes.
It depends
yes.
how you look at it. It can be exciting.
The end of every great novel is the beginning of every SVU episode. Is
we always say that.
Like, let's start with the end. Also, it could be, like, an Edward Gorey,
like a
yeah, you know, he always has like little children dying, but they're kind of funny.
S is for swing.
Yeah.
You ride when you're dead.
Yeah,
that kind of
yeah, yeah. That's it. I think.
Yeah, he's good.
And you could hang it on your wall.
Well, I think the science here comes in with like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, a lot of great science just really ends up being what the fuck is this? That's my.
It's a question you need to answer. It.
What
that's
the
how science
fuck?
Works.
Yeah. Great.
It starts with a hypothesis, which is your what the fuck, and
what
then
the
you
fuck?
Get into some science, the physics of it.
Yeah.
This is a sad, fucked up thing. I don't even know what the hell. Does anyone heard of this?
Has anyone heard of this? You know what's interesting to me about this, too, is that somebody called the police. So someone saw this. And they were like, oh, a woman's pushing her kid on the swing. And then at some point realized the child was dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you do? You'd call the police. That's like a weird thing. Like,
if I'm the mom?
No.
Because if I'm the mom, I'm like... just gonna push forever.
Yeah, you're in a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But what do you?
If you walked by,
see that. You call the police.
I don't trust the police much. I don't know. Yeah, I try to stay away from them.
I got a ticket today from the police.
For what?
Because I was moving and I had a U-Haul parked in front of a fire hydrant, but with the hazards, and we were moving, you know, and I feel like that's like the time it's allowed.
Yeah.
Which it's not. It is illegal. And he gave me a ticket.
Well, there was also a deceased 3-year-old in the driver's seat. Yeah.
The thing is, I was cradling my dead child in my arms.
Oh, my God. This is about you.
Yeah. This is me.
What was the fine on that? Is it a decent?
It's 115. So it's not like fucking awful, but it was just like, should have hired movers. Yeah. It's like what it became was like, should have hired movers. Because I paid what for the U-Haul? It was like $60 plus gas.
Right. You put it all together.
It's like $200. It's like, should have hired movers. Yeah. The thing is hire movers.
Well, and you ask your friends to come, and you're like, I'll get pizza. And they're like, I want to die.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't ask anyone to come.
You just did it alone?
Yeah, me and my lover. My lover did it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway, yeah, a child is dead, and a woman's pushing it on a swing. God, that's so sad.
Yeah, sorry we picked this one.
No, I liked it a lot. I like that's a haunting image. Like, we're that will stick with me hopefully.
Yeah, it's like baby swing, lightly used.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the never baby shoes never
yeah,
worn?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like if that was in a TV show or a movie, though, you'd be mad. You'd be like, that would never happen. That's
right.
Too sad. And yep. But it did.
Only in Maryland.
Only in Maryland. That's
their
state motto.
That should be
their
state flag.
Absolutely.
There's a woman pushing
a child's corpse.
A woman pushing a tiny skeleton?
Yeah. That's better than that dumb bear on California's flag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
California has a lot that they could offer other than that bear.
I think so, too.
I think so.
Medical marijuana. Mm-hmm.
Artichokes.
The artichokes.
A beautiful coastal highway.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hollywood.
Yeah. You couldn't even say that, seriously.
Hollywood. Okay. Well, we usually move on right here to a little segment called Listener Love.
Oh.
Has anyone put anything
in
the bucket?
I don't think...
Listener mailbag.
Did you guys put anything in the bucket yet?
Do you have any questions?
You can even just shout them out at this point, I feel, if anyone has
any. Oh, no, guys.
It's empty. What a nice bucket, though. Where do you get that?
It's a great bucket. Is that a Target? Where did this come from?
Oh, there is a question.
Thank you very much. Oh, there is.
That came from a discount store in Brooklyn.
I like it.
Oh, we do have some. Some sneaky little ninja wants to know about their wiener.
All right, so our first question. Sex is really funny, but also pretty gross. Uh-huh. What are your favorite dirty jokes? Anonymous, yours.
Favorite dirty jokes?
Dirty jokes.
Mm, we already told the one about the baby in the swing.
Yeah.
That was a great joke.
Tired. Now I can only...
I actually can't even think of a dirty joke right now.
A dirty joke? I feel like my life's...
Just a lot of clean humor.
Yeah, I'm very clean. I'm like Cosby, you know, all clean humor.
All clean.
But don't open the closet!
I just thought, not to make this a theme, I just thought of a dead baby joke. Remember those?
Oh, I actually thought about that too. I didn't want to do it with
and
like
it
the,
is sexual.
You tell it.
It's
ooh,
bad.
This is better.
It's not pleasant.
Don't worry, this is being recorded, so let's just
do it. Okay,
great, okay. Set a tone.
This is the joke I used to tell because in high school I was known as funny, and people would say a joke, and I hated that. So this is the joke I would say at that point, which is like, I'm not a, whatever. Is what's the difference between, this is awful, what's the difference between a dead baby and an apple? You don't come all over an apple before you eat it.
Yeah.
That's so bad. It's just like shock value jokes.
It was like, given him that you're like, you want to force me to tell you a joke? Yeah, all right, here's something to think about.
Then I drive away in my Honda Civic.
What isn't being picked up on the recording is the audience is loving this.
It's true.
The audience just stood and cheered for 40 minutes.
It's like, this is a really long applause.
A woman just threw her bra on stage. This is insane.
I didn't mean to talk about dead babies.
And those who didn't, I think, are just confused because they do come on apples before they eat them. So they're like, what the fuck is the point? I don't know what the difference is. I come on everything before I eat it.
Apples are dry and mealy. Yeah,
How much of us, we tasted our own cum? Have you ever, not come on something and eat it, but do you ever just take a little taste?
Nip.
Yes.
I have not. No.
You never have? Your never cum? Even by accident?
By accident.
Like a large shoot, you know what I mean?
Like I recently jerked off and I had a little on my hand and I ate something with my hands.
That's one way.
Yeah, then I guess I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out.
That was weird how you had the perfect scenario for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That came out.
Have you, have you tasted it?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah.
I've done it as like a, like I think gay guys are gross. Like they're terrible. Like I've definitely like, eaten my own cum in front of a guy and been like, you like that. You know, like it's not like I think, I don't know what's wrong with us.
No.
Well, like, a straight guy did that to himself in the mirror when he was 13, so I don't know what you can make of that.
I've definitely done a...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that...
Something about it.
Yeah.
It feels right.
I think we all have to just try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying don't feel like a little perv.
Ever nibble on the... Good. Nibble? I don't know,
maybe only with Trader Joe's peanut butter pretzels. Yes.
Can you make that a song?
The only time I eat my cum is when it's fine with Trader Joe's peanut butter filled pretzel bits.
That's good. Sell that.
It's sensual when it comes in song.
That
form.
Is a Rihanna song. So that's a hit.
So any other questions, guys?
Any questions?
Anybody want to learn about sex, relationships, dead babies?
Dead babies. No more dead babies.
Nothing.
Well, we have some questions.
Fine. Oh, yeah. Not?
A little
we
number
do.
Called Six Sections. This is a six rapid fire sex questions.
Right.
So what we do here is we're going to have our guest, Sir Aaron Jackson. Anyone from the audience who wants to come up here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we need a volunteer to answer six rapid-fire sex questions.
Someone who wasn't willing to put another anonymous thing in the... This gentleman here, thank you very much.
Wow, nice.
Great.
Thank you for coming up.
Oh, this underwear. Aaron, let me give you the questions. Okay, these are the questions.
And you just, like, bark these at him.
Okay.
These are just going to be
thanks
rapid
for doing
fire.
This, man.
Oh, yes.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much. We've got two more.
Do
we'll
I
do
stand?
These after.
I
yeah, that's great. What's your name, sir?
I feel the need to stand.
Steve.
Steve, awesome. Thanks
Steve.
For doing this.
Thank you for coming up.
Hi, Steve.
Thank
I'm you. Aaron.
All right. Ro's going to play a little of intimidating music to underlie how stressful this is.
Yell these at you and you answer them rapid.
Yeah
just so for association.
When he starts,
Steve's
go.
Wearing blue jeans with a cheetah belt. And it's kind of coming
I
off.
This?
I feel like he might be taking his pants off.
So wow. Now he's going to play some music without lyrics so you can ask the questions.
He had to
but he
sing
was,
that.
It was so close to
he
coming
had
off.
To say it. Okay, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000 Cheetos.
That's not the question.
Good
what's
job.
What's the sexiest animal?
A, koala.
Neck, back, pussy, or crack?
Crack.
Are you more of a necrophiliac or an agoraphobic?
Which moves more?
Agoraphobic. Okay, which U.S. president would you bone?
Would I bone?
Yeah, well, who'd
oh,
you
oh, bone? Oh, Clinton.
Clinton. Okay, make a sexy noise right now.
Ugh.
Yes. Excellent.
Steve, thank you so
you,
much.
Aaron. That was wonderful.
I feel like I got nervous.
Thank you, brother. That was tremendous.
Thank you, Steve.
Great
amazing.
Job, Steve.
To all you listeners at home at the podcast, Steve just took off his pants and he's dancing in the back, slapping his butt cheeks.
Amazing. I would have said Clinton in a heartbeat.
I also love the quick clarification of like, what was it, bone? Oh, Clinton, of course.
Yeah. Bone? Clinton. I think I would have said in that moment Obama, but I think Clinton is right.
Yeah.
I think I would in the... In I would have said it. Obama, but I would have.
But listen to your loins, you know?
Right. It's like, it's
play like, me like a sax, Bill.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's what we're all thinking.
Yeah, yeah. We are.
Just I speak for the people.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 Cheetos is, actually sounds fantastic right now.
Do you rather have 10,000 partners, one life partner, or 10,000 Cheetos?
I love how you did such a good job. You're like, not an option. Moving on. He
koala,
picks crack.
Marsupial.
Crack. Oh, yeah, koala.
Koala is a sexy little animal. I actually saw recently, I believe it's called a meme, mm-hmm. of a koala like looking really hot on a tree. It really was like very Ooh. Like laying like as you would, like a swimsuit.
Doing languishing. That like Burt yeah, Reynolds on the, I've on got the bearskin
a, I've
rug.
Got a dirty koala joke.
Oh, you,
you
do?
You know this one?
You've been holding out.
I've been holding out. I was a little shy up here, like koala bears are.
But, let's hear.
So a koala bear, you know, is just, you know, did his thing with a prostitute, and she's like, all right, you know, you got to pay me. And he's just like, no, I'm not going to pay you. I'm getting out of here. And she's just like, well, what's the deal, koala? And he's just like, read the dictionary. And he leaves, and she looks up koala in the dictionary. It just eats bush and leaves.
Yes!
I love
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a great koala joke. If it ever comes up at a party.
Marsupial parties. Are...
Yeah.
I feel like if I could play my own music after a joke, my jokes would be better.
Yeah.
Dude, that play Clinton Sax joke would have crushed
amazing.
With a musical piece after
Oh, I
it.
Love that.
Oh, man. Can I get a little more wine, please, Haas?
Yeah, thank absolutely.
You. Thank you.
No problem.
I would like a glass, too.
Dude, now, if someone sings something to you, you just got to do it.
Oh, you have to.
Great. This is great.
Yeah,
it is. Honestly, I don't know wine. I just drink it. I'm like, this is fine.
I think just after Bud Light, it's like,
yeah, anything.
Mommy Light.
Yeah. Yep.
This is delicious. There's flavor to it. Do koalas only eat eucalyptus? Are they one of those like highly specialized?
Yeah. Also, diets. Fun fact about koalas: the males have two penises.
Yeah, and no
and
one,
the women have two vaginas.
And they don't know why, right?
Yeah, I heard it was just like
for fun.
Cool. Yeah.
For fun. They don't double time.
No, whenever I tell anyone that, they're like, "Oh, do they like fuck twice at the same time?" And I'm Thanks like, so. "No,
no, they just
yeah
have it." Thank you so much.
What's the How many dicks would you have if you could have, or vaginas?
God,
you have,
so
you
could have?
That is hard to say.
If it, there was no ceiling.
It feels like one is very fun to have,
yeah.
one dick.
It's
and
special.
It feels mm-hmm. like two is like, that is a lot.
If you're going to have two, just have 40, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
If everyone is weird, then, but yeah, I don't know. I think I like
just
having
one. Yeah.
Is that, would you have
I
more?
Think that's great. I think if I had a dick, I'd have one, and then I'd maybe want another one somewhere else.
Now that I could get behind.
Or like, one dick,
not,
one vagina.
Not like together, but
yeah.
like something like a shoulder, an ankle.
Have you seen the picture of the guy with like two dicks?
Yes, I have it on my phone.
Yep. It's my background.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Let's the background of my phone. Yeah.
I see it every time I get a call.
I'm like, oh my God, my mom's calling.
Some man out there has two penises, and he's like hung, which is insane
yeah.
to be hung.
Yeah, two
and
big
have
dicks.
Two big dicks.
It's like just
what do you do?
One big dick.
Oh my
definitely.
God.
I think he wrote into our show once.
Oh, he did?
Someone
well,
wrote
someone
in
someone with
about...
two penises wrote in once and was like, it's cool. actually not as cool as you think. It's really hard.
Well, yeah, I feel like sex
feel
would
like...
be hard. Like,
well, there's explaining to do.
Oh, for sure. Like, oh, by the way. Yeah. By the way, but also like getting it in a hole, I feel like you're like, there's another one
right.
left out in the cold.
You're doing like DP.
Unless you're stuffing,
every
yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
DP, double penetration.
That's double penetration for.
You guys want to try out these other questions?
Yeah, speaking of two dicks, we got two questions sitting there. We can't stop talking about two dicks.
Two more questions.
Thank
so,
you.
So, question two. How do you get your partner to give you oral sex without being obvious?
Oh.
Ooh.
This, again, I think, is maybe a gay person thing. That oral sex is, like, always... To me, it happens every time. I feel like anal sex does not happen every time, but oral sex is, like, no matter what, it happens. Mm. Maybe it's because we have to fuck each other in the asshole. And that takes, like, time and work. Like, you have to prepare.
So the quick hitter is just like, well,
it's
just
like, let's just
each
blow
other
each other
off.
And yeah. be done. Yeah.
That was a lovely tease.
I feel like it always happens.
Yeah, I think that's a weird question, too, because I don't think you want to have to trick the person you're with into anything. Like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, really PC or anything, but I think you want to both want to do whatever, you know? So you're like...
But some people hate giving oral sex.
Yeah.
Those people are not welcome at our program. Just kidding.
We kill those people.
We got another one. Thank
you.
Gotta
kill those people.
Kill them, yeah.
If you don't give oral sex, you're dead.
Look at this.
I was just working that ass tonight.
Oh, my God.
I was off the cut of those briefs.
Yeah.
It's a special.
Those.
It's like an uncle cut. They call that the uncle cut.
The uncle cut.
That's like, yeah, there's the uncle.
No, what I like is that it's so baggy, I can only fantasize about what's happening below.
Two dicks, three dicks, who knows how many are in there.
Well, just keep imagining, unless
What's the point that you throw away a pair of underwear? Does it just disappear one day, or do you actually have to throw it away? Because I don't know. I don't think I've ever thrown away a pair of underwear.
Really? Sandy definitely just throws your underwear away.
Somebody does it.
I throw Mark's underwear away.
Fairy. Does it just disappear one day?
I throw it away, but it is like a weird, to look, it's like when you throw shoes away, like shoes that you can't give away because they're so fucked up. You like look at them in the trash can, it's depressing.
Well, they sell underwear at the thrift store. There's a little section for underwear.
There is.
That's always surprising to me.
So you don't have to throw
underwear are so cheap.
I know, you can get packs and packs of them.
For a dollar.
Yeah. Nice underwear is expensive.
But used, though. But people pay money for those used underwear on eBay.
Well, because you're sniffing
eBay.
Murph, where are you buying your underwear?
I have to auction for it. I have to fucking outbid somebody for them.
Yeah, I mean, in Japan, you can go up to
a vending machine
and just buy a used pair of underwear.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
The Japanese are very enlightened. They got cool toilets and underwear next to the Cheetos.
And I went, this is not Japan at all, but I went to Taiwan and like no one locks their things up and there's no graffiti. They just like respect property and each other's things.
You're like, just start tagging everything?
Yeah, I was like, see these bikes and I just, my thought is like, let's take it, even though I don't want
this. Yeah.
But it's just like, we gotta steal this. It's free. We can have something.
Right.
That's America, I guess. I guess it's getting political, but that's America for you. Capitalists.
No, I've noticed that traveling, though. You're like, why is everyone so kind and like, normal?
And why isn't this thing broken? Like, this thing that they put out, like, someone should be mad and break it.
Oh, there's just a beautiful temple here that everyone comes and smiles at.
Where's
why
the
isn't there barbed wire around it?
Yeah,
it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Memorial Day, folks.
Should we go on to our third question, guys?
God,
yes, please.
Of course.
We got another one, too.
All right. So, would you rather have your eyebrows sweat profusely all the time or have a tiny penis come out of your butt every time you laughed?
That's a fucking awesome question, whoever.
Layla.
It's so specific.
There's a tiny little penis coming out of my butt. What do I do? Tiny little penis coming out of my butt. What do I do?
Wow. What do I do?
Or sweating. You could put a. I'm just trying to think of a quick fix here.
Or your eyebrows are profusely sweating.
Eyebrows. That's
sweat. 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 Sweat.
Wow. Okay.
I think the penis maybe because it's more like private. Like, this is very public.
Yes. No, you can't escape the sweat on the brow.
But a tiny penis coming out of
every
your
eye. Every time you
laugh. Every time you laugh. And, guys, that's our job. We're to laugh.
Yes, we are paid to laugh.
I laugh almost which means every week.
It's really not that big of a deal.
The little tiny penis
it happens to you.
Roman's like, guys, it's not a big deal.
It just happened.
Well, for me, I don't sweat very often, but when I do, my face sweats a lot. So I already have the eyebrow thing.
Oh, it's
so I think I'd go dick and check them both out.
You just want to experience life.
Yeah.
Also, I think I would, then you find yourself, the tiny little penis comes out of your butt, you're laughing, you try to jerk it off before you stop laughing. I don't know. I'd try to do something with it before I stop chuckling, yeah.
That's interesting. That's an interesting
The sweat question. Is just, I sweat. I'm a sweaty bastard, so I'm pretty used to that.
Yeah. Ben, what do you think about that?
Yeah. I'm a sweaty guy too, so I could deal with the eyebrows.
You could deal with that.
Yeah. Mm. I'm intrigued though, but I like to laugh too. I like to laugh. I don't know if I want a tiny penis popping into the chair I'm sitting in all the time.
That's true.
But if it's tiny. Tiny enough.
I wonder how tiny is tiny too. Are we talking micro or like just small?
Just
like,
yeah.
If a full dick, even if it's small, is popping out of your ass every time.
that's a lot.
Like
that's
a lot.
A good point. Yeah. I micro. Was thinking like a.
Sub, I'm thinking like yeah, sub one. Like a thimble or smaller even.
Yeah,
but
like that Monopoly
like a
piece.
Small dick.
If it's really small and it's like your secret, I can deal with that. Sure.
It's my little secret. Now make
my
me laugh.
Secret.
If you laugh during sex, that would be a thing to explain,
oh
though, too.
Goodness.
If you were like, that's like having two dicks. You're like, oh, really quick, if something happens,
if I start giggling,
a small penis will come out of my asshole. Don't even worry about it.
And then you know if it's real laughter and not just like improv laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, none of that phony baloney laughter.
That's a good point. Someone's like, did you like my joke tonight? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, turn around. Yeah.
Pull your pants down and turn around.
Your little dick isn't
it's
there.
Real.
You weren't.
It's real. This tiny little dick sticking out of my butt is real.
Oh, man. That is such a good, that might be the best question
I think
I've
that's
ever gotten.
That was fantastic. Do we have one more?
Yeah, we have our last question.
Ben's got his leg up.
Yeah, I like how he's perched.
Perched right now. He doesn't want that little dick showing.
Oh, what that is.
Hey, don't you dare.
Out of your butt. Not your front.
Butt.
Your front dick's great. I'm talking about your butt dick.
And even if it's small, we love all body
all
types.
All shapes and sizes.
As long as we clarified that for the listeners.
Yeah. His dick
that's
is
great.
Hitting the
so
floor.
Is that a tripod or is that Ben?
No, that's my dick.
Cool,
all right.
Cool.
Fourth question. What do you do to spice up a relationship, bring the sexy back?
To bring the sexy back to a relationship.
I think you just go for it. I'm going to take this because we have all gotten in points where we're like too busy and everyone's working a lot. I think you just come home and you're like, yo.
Sexy.
Yeah.
We
go got to
get.
Yeah.
Down.
Like, but you don't have to do too much because that makes it like a big, you don't have to get sexy clothes or music.
Yeah.
I think you just have to be driven.
Mm-hmm. Raw.
Like, I'm going to bring the sexy back whether you're awake or asleep.
Now we're getting into the consent again. We're
no,
trick
I'm kidding.
Them, trick
guys,
them.
Always have your partner be awake.
Yes, exactly.
Unless they like being fucked while they're sleeping.
Right.
Which you have a full green light if I'm ever sleeping.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never make love to you while you're asleep.
Has that ever happened to you where you've accidentally woken up having sex with someone?
Not with us.
No.
I don't think. I fell asleep mid-conversation the other night, but I was on my own piece of furniture. There was no sex.
Right. This had never happened to me, but our is on the fucking radio. I'm telling you. He says sometimes he would wake up. His wife would be awake, and he'd be having sex with her, and she would realize he was asleep. She was awake and thought, and then was like, whoa, you're asleep. And I was like, that's insane. That's never happened. And then he told me that, and my brain was almost like, I'm going to do that. And then I was asleep and had sex with my lover, woke up during sex.
It kind of makes me wonder what...
It's only happened one time. It's not like I'm always fucking... I like am sad and whatever. I just was like...
No, but doesn't that make you wonder what being asleep means?
Yeah.
If everyone's actively having sex
while
they're
asleep? You can fully... I was like, you're crazy. That can't happen. But I fully did. I was
you
like,
did it.
There was penetration. Penetrative sex.
Nocturnal penetration.
Penetration.
Which is bizarre.
So I'm going to be editing this later. Ben, just a reminder, do not have that on the podcast.
Okay,
I don't think we should have that.
You can put my name in.
Oh, we'll bleep it.
Yeah, bleep it.
Great.
And he's got a tiny little dick sticking out of his butt.
as long as we're editing it later.
Oh my gosh. Please. Yes.
Oh boy.
I do have. I'll tell a quick story about sex.
Yeah.
But being asleep, but not having it. Mm-hmm. Hold on to your chairs, everyone. No, I have a lot of. I haven't heard this is very common with women, but I have a lot of wet dreams. But there's obviously no moisture. But I like
a wet dry dream.
Yeah, a dry dream. The be asleep and I'll just orgasm. And I wake up and I know that I had an orgasm. Because it's like a deep body convulsion. It's like the deepest weird orgasm. And I'm like, what the hell was that? I asked my girlfriends. They're like, no. And I'm like, cool. Maybe I have a testicle inside me and I'm a hermaphrodite. Who even knows what I am? And they're like, call me later. I'm working.
Oh, the underscore. That was...
Yeah.
It made me want to really, like, give a tale.
Yeah, I liked that. It was Bill Clinton-y.
I haven't had a... It was Bill Clinton-y.
What about Wet Dreams over here in the man cave?
It's
been a while.
I haven't had a ton.
It's been a while.
That's what that song's about.
It's been a while. I didn't have a ton
since
of...
Since I came in my sleep.
I was never a big nocturnal
emitter. Yeah, good.
But I mean, it's happened, but it was not like a, it wasn't a huge thing.
I wish I could do it more, I guess. I mean, it feels like a freebie situation.
Yeah,
you don't actually jerk off. You just
come.
You just come with no work at all.
When I first moved to New York, I slept in a twin bed with my best friend, Michael, who I like moved here to stay with. And he had a wet dream every night. And he was like, sorry.
You had a baby.
And I was like, if I get pregnant from my gay best friend because we like passed out naked and he had a wet dream,
that's how babies
are. That is
it.
A fucking though. That is such a sitcom.
That's a
sitcom.
Yeah.
Like he came in the night and I'm carrying his baby. Like that'd be so.
It's like Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Turned up to 11.
I see like a five. Good seasons and then five bad ones.
Five good ones. Yeah. You get the box set of the DVDs. Like, I can throw the back half of these out.
I think
out,
that's
but
a 10-season show right there.
Absolutely.
It ends in a baby in a swing.
Yeah.
The baby
series
takes,
finale.
It totally does.
And the baby's 10 years old.
Yep. And then it's a tie-in to SVU.
Dick Wolf. Yeah, like, Dick Wolf picks up where they left off.
Ma'am, were you pushing a dead 10-year-old in a baby swing? Yeah.
Yeah. It's been dead for 10 years.
It all started when I moved to New York with my best friend.
My gay dun, dun.
That was my best line on it.
Ooh, dun, that's dun. Really funny to me.
Wee-nee-nee-wee-nee-wee-nee.
That was a sick acapella Law and Order.
That's good. I wonder really if any acapella group has ever done that.
A Law and Order?
Yeah.
Oh,
it'd be stark,
one.
But it'd be funny.
Do the three of us want to start an acapella group?
Strike this from the podcast until we work this out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Yep. Noted.
Edit this out.
Yeah.
This but we will return.
My napkin is sopped.
It is
wine,
moist.
And yours is so pristine.
You had a little wet dream in your napkin.
I don't even have a napkin.
You don't even have a napkin. I wonder why mine is so wet.
I don't know what that means.
I'd like...
I love those little teasers.
But that's what that means.
Do you guys want to maybe do your PC spotlight?
Oh, wow.
What do you say?
What about virtual sugar?
No, we don't have that tonight.
Oh, edit that out. Ben.
Edit that part out.
I love
virtual sugar.
Just telling the audience what you'll
He's got a tiny little dick growing out of his butt.
He's going to love that.
How tiny is it? Take it away.
Roman, come on.
Started. Tiniest little dick you've ever seen. Dick, tiniest little dick you've ever seen, but not his real dick.
Very
the
small.
One growing out of his butt.
So small.
That one almost got like Hall & Oates territory. I like the feel
of that. I like
that
so much.
So virtual sugar.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, we're sliding over to virtual sugar.
All right, cool. I'll hit that cue again.
So what we do here is...
I forgot to warn you about this. Tell us if you're cool with it.
I'm cool.
We're going to bring an audience member up.
Okay. Anyone who wants to come back up.
And I had to fuck them.
No.
Or come back up, or who wasn't.
All right, see, everybody, don't put your hands up. We got to just pick one person.
If someone else would. Go on an improvised date with our guest.
Oh, an improvised date, but we're going to do like a group scene. And we can all jump in.
I love
play
it.
Play waiters. We'll all be waiters.
Everyone will be waiters.
I just want to give
someone. Oh my God.
Anyone
so
who wants
hands,
to go on a date with
so
Aaron
Jackson?
So many
hands. I'm going to have to pull somebody out of the audience if you don't volunteer.
Oh my God.
From
guys,
the meet,
we need a fun volunteer to
corner,
go on a little improv
corner.
Date.
Who over wants here? To go on a date with Aaron Jackson?
It's really easy. I'll be such a good date.
I feel like I see a hand over
Uncle
here.
Briefs. Oh. Here we go.
Hello.
It'll be painless.
Yes,
be
thank so you, painless. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, it'll be so fun. Yes, yes, yes.
Here we are.
Sensational, hello. Sensational.
Hey, what's your name, man? Dwayne. Hi.
You can take my microphone, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Oh, and this is... Hi, I'm Aaron. Thanks for coming up. Okay, we're on a date. We're like at a restaurant.
Roman will play a little soft tune. You're at a restaurant. You're on a date.
Okay, great. Dwayne, what do you do? What do you do for a living? God, that's the worst question. What do you do?
I'm a bus driver.
A bus driver. For the MTA?
Yeah.
For the MTA?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I feel like that...
Hi, can I get your order?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. We've been having such a good conversation. I haven't even looked at the menu. What do you recommend?
All the stuff with chicken isn't very good.
It's not good.
Yeah, I think anything without chicken is... gonna be okay.
Okay, this is called the Chicken Hut, so it seems like everything has chicken in it.
No, so your options are a relish and french fries.
Okay, I guess we'll take french fries with a side of relish.
Great.
Is that cool with you?
Oh, I'm a vegan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great. Just relish for you. BRB.
Okay.
Sorry I picked this place. I had a friend who worked here. But he's dead. So wait, I feel like an MTA bus driver is a job that people you deal with a lot of anger, right? Like people are crazy on the bus and on transport. Do you deal with like a lot of insane people?
Kinda, but they got the new glass, so I don't.
Do
really
they?
So I don't really have to pay attention.
Dwayne,
sorry,
your voice is so hot. Wait, so you're protected by glass now?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It's half, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, hi.
I'm really sorry we're out of relish, so it's just going to be fries. Is that
okay.
Cool?
I feel like fries are vegan. Am I wrong, or...?
Yeah, they're pretty vegan. I mean, for us, the chicken
like potatoes, right?
Close by, but okay. I wouldn't say they mingle.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm Deb. This is my first day. I feel awful. We're out of everything.
No, it's
like
fine.
It's garbage.
I think we're fine. We'll take the fries.
Okay.
You're doing good, Deb.
Thank you. And please stop staring at my chest. Bye.
I'm bisexual. I'm sorry that I was staring at her. She has a beautiful chest.
Oh, Aaron, it's your friend Pietro's ghost. I died here at the Chicken Hut, and I'm so glad you came back to visit me.
Oh, my God. Dwayne, it's my friend Pietro. I'm so sorry his ghost is here. This is so embarrassing to happen on a date. I'm being haunted. This is insane.
Dead friend that worked here.
Yeah, my dead friend that worked here is haunting me. I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing.
I've been waiting for you to come back. You left me here to die.
Pietro was stabbed in front of me and I just left him to die. It would have been very easy to fix and I left him to die. This is so embarrassing, Dwayne. But let's talk about you. Like, I feel like it's a lot about me, about ghosts and stuff. What's the weirdest thing that's happened on the MTA while you were driving? Has anyone been...
sick?
Sick? Yeah.
Some lady fell out in front of the door.
Fell out in front of the door? Here's the thing that I feel like the MTA has codes, like that I've heard, where it's like there's a sick passenger. This is train talk, but there's a sick passenger on the train, which I've heard means that there's actually a dead person on the train. Is that true?
They're probably sick.
They're probably sick.
Dwayne, it's me, the ghost of Lucille. I wasn't sick. I was dead. You left me to die behind your half glass.
Dwayne! You let someone die in your bus?
Shh. You could have saved me, Dwayne.
Hey, guys. I was putting your order in, and somebody wrote a message on the mirror. It looked like some sort of weird-ass ghost.
Yeah. Did you know Pietro? I mean, this is your first day, but...
I heard about Pietro.
Yeah.
He was stabbed. A phone call could have saved him, but he died.
Okay. It was me. I could have called. I let him die here. I was on a... friend date. Like, we were gonna fuck. Whatever, Pietro's dead, it's my fault. I came back here. I brought Dwayne. I'm sorry.
Dwayne, Lucille says, hey.
Lucille's real chill in the mirror. She was very violent toward you in the actual haunt.
She was cute.
Oh, she was cute?
Yeah.
But why didn't you tell me while I was alive? We can't make love now unless
have you
a
ever
seance of some sort.
A seance? I have a Ouija board, weirdly, with me. But it feels like they're very much present. We don't need the Ouija board. Wait, Dwayne, have you ever picked anyone up, a passenger, in a sexual or romantic way?
Late night, yeah.
Late night, you have? As if you were driving and you picked somebody up?
Well, I mean, they came on the bus.
No, I know. You literally picked them up. But then in, and like...
Later on, yeah.
But then you,
good
like,
one, Dwayne.
But you took someone home that you... Or like,
oh, no, not that night.
Yeah, but you got a number?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great.
I thought so.
Yeah. Were you behind glass at this point, or were you very...
No, it was before the glass.
Pre-glass days. Do you feel that the glass inhibits you to pick people up now, or...
Kind of.
Are you pro-glass or anti-glass?
Pro-glass.
You're pro-glass. There's more crazies than hotties. On the bus.
Hey, guys, I'm really sorry. Deb. Due to a ghost infestation, we have to shut down the restaurant.
Oh.
So you guys have to leave. Do you think you'd go on a second date?
I mean, I would. I don't want to put words in Dwayne's mouth.
Sure.
Wow. Yes!
Wow.
Second date. That's great. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was
nice to meet you.
Wow. I had a great
second
time.
Second date. The second date, yeah.
I do have to say second that would date, be my dream date if, like, ghosts were there.
But ghosts make everything better, I feel.
I think that would be fun. I'm going to tie my shoe.
Who was the...
ghost at our wedding?
Who was that ghost at our wedding?
Haunted wedding.
Somebody, a Gowanus.
A Gowanus ghost.
A Gowanus ghost.
It was a ghost of the whale that washed up in the Gowanus.
Yeah, Twitchy the whale who died 14 days after he washed in the Gowanus because he had every disease.
Yeah, because that water is not good.
Was there really a whale?
There really.
Named Twitchy.
There wasn't really a ghost at our wedding, to my knowledge.
But there was a
but
whale.
But there was a, yeah, the whale that came up in the Gowanus.
Humpback?
Was he a humpback? I think he was a little beluga.
Honestly, beluga? Deaf a whale.
Beluga! He made a children's, Nickelodeon made a cartoon about him. That was his theme song.
The
beached whale who died from the
Twitchy,
filth from the Gowanus.
Colon, gonorrhea in the eye.
That's what it was. He got gonorrhea.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you imagine pitching that to Nickelodeon? Like, I've got a great animated series. It's about a beached whale who's slowly dying.
Steve Buscemi is going to voice him.
That whale took a wrong turn into the Gowanus Canal. What was in store for him, no one could say.
Jesus Kids will love it. Ages 7 to 12.
We've written like 15 television shows tonight.
I'm
You're welcome, networks.
Yeah, I'm like, don't listen, executives.
Yeah.
So that date went pretty well, I would say.
Oh my gosh,
I had a good time on that day. I think
amazing.
Dwayne was dreamy and charming.
It was a very nice game.
You were really good. I thought a good date tactic you had was answering, asking questions.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like being interested in the other person.
Well, I do think anyone that works for the MTA, and he could have been lying to me, but I do find that to be fascinating.
I felt like that was sincere.
I thought it was sincere, but
I've
I'll
been
be gullible.
Burned before
I've been
by
burned.
People telling me
I've been
to work
burned.
For the MTA.
Like I was on stage, I was just I said I was in the work for the MTA.
I thought Dwayne and all of the ghosts were very sincere
the
characters.
Ghosts. Yes.
The glass
the choice,
was up.
The choice
the
to
glass
involve
was up.
Yeah.
The glass was up. I didn't know. I ride the buses, I wouldn't say frequently, but often. And I haven't seen
the glass.
I'm glad that they have that to protect people, but
I feel
it is sad that we even need it.
It's like you go to other countries.
Anywhere else they don't have glass. Anywhere else anyone can drive the bus.
Yes, they just say anyone who wants to sit.
In Taiwan, there were these at the mall. We went to a mall and you could put like a quarter in a fucking animatronic panda and just ride it anywhere in the mall. And there's like escalators and staircases and like I mean, I wrote it all over the place. And I feel like in America, that would get ridden down the escalator and set on fire in an hour. Yeah, in an hour. And there it was like, this is just part of it. I wrote it like into a jewelry store and like no one blinked. I was just like riding a fucking panda. And no one was like, oh, they're like, yeah, he's riding the panda in. And then it just runs out of time and you just leave it.
And you and someone else puts their money in and picks it up.
It's politely like, it just to go.
It dies where it dies, and it's allowed in any shop. Like, you're allowed to drive it. I was, like, driving it through a jewelry shop, and it died, and I was like, gotta dash. Yes. The panda's out of time. And I feel like that
if that fucking thing was at the Mall of America, it would be set on fire.
It's set on fire. Somebody you'd drive it into a fountain, or you'd pick it up, and you'd
someone would school shoot it.
Yes. That's what would happen in America. There would be a fucking school shooting of
an animatronic panda. When you were in Taiwan, did you visit the factories where they make all our clothes?
No.
So there you go.
The panda takes a hard right turn when you get too close to the pros and cons of countries. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I did, or where they make like the Happy Meal toys. Yeah, I didn't go to any factories. It was mostly just like,
why would you when you're riding a fucking panda?
Rode a panda in a mall and went on like hikes, you know?
I want it. I want it so bad.
It was fun. That I think if there was just a panda here that anyone could ride at any time and make every show
better. I think
people
would come to our show then.
If we door-to-door service with a panda? Animatronic panda? Yes, I think so. I hope so.
Oh, gosh. This is a kind of a sad part in the night.
It is a sad part in the night.
I hate it. You guys have been such an awesome audience.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out on the holidays. Thank you for giving us your questions.
Oh, so good.
Thank you for even staying after we discussed a 3-year-old corpse in the swing. I mean, we're all complicit in that, so let's just remember, if you didn't walk out and you're still here,
we're
all a part
of
that
without you.
Awful train wreck that was that piece we talked
and
about.
And don't talk about small penis.
No, no.
The one in his butt?
Yeah.
Small, tiny penis. Small butt. Tiny penis coming out of tiny little butt.
Nah, nah.
Everything gets a little smaller throughout. Thanks to Alex and Tremaine in the booth.
Yeah.
Helping us out.
They're such
great people.
Aaron, thank you so
much for coming and hanging with us.
Aaron, where can people find more of you? Do you have a Twitter or anything?
I do have a Twitter. It's my name, Aaron Jackson, with the numbers 8-5 after it.
Oh, cool. And the at symbol in front?
Uh-huh.
Find it.
Twitter.
And where can, Stephen, where can people find you? Oh, I think he left. Dwayne, can people find you anywhere?
Stephen left.
My word.
On the bus?
We ran it.
On the bus.
That was good. Haas, thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome for all of this showcasing I've put out there for you guys.
Yeah. Very pleasure.
Sweet, sweet Uncle
Bruce. We want to thank that sweet ass.
Yep. Roman Peters, the magic touch.
Yeah.
So sexual.
Just feel it. Don't look it up. Just feel it.
Yes.
Guys, you can tweet us at Menage Radio or find us at MenageAtoisRadio.com. Thanks for coming out. Do you want to join us? Sorry, that was so weird. It was not.
We'll fix it in post. It's fine.
In post, it'll end with an uproarious.
All right, you know what?
Yeah!
You know what I want to say is, if you want to join us on stage, let's have a little dance party.
Oh, fun. That sounds great.
All right.
That's how it ends.
Menage a Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.